Total Wine & More is a wonderland to explore. Thousands of wines and spirits, unexpected pairings, and great gifts. Low prices and helpful guides. Make the holidays magical at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 877. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, I'm spending a year doing shows related to interviewing on this podcast, and my other one is called Job Search Radio, and it's covering everything else. Now, Job Search Radio is the number two show in iTunes related to job search. The show with the most episodes is this one, No BS Job Search Advice Radio. And today's show is really continuing my theme this week of talking with you about practice and not being an amateur. Hope you find it helpful, and let's get going. Let's talk today about preparing for an interview. And I'm going to start by saying most of you do next to nothing to prepare. You know the name of the company. You know where you're going. You have about three words of information about the job. You walk in the door completely unprepared to answer basic questions. Let's not kid ourselves. This is what 95% of all job hunters do when they go to interview. In other words, you act like an amateur. Let me give you a comparison. Pro football teams, baseball teams, soccer teams, we call it soccer in the U.S. and the rest of the world will call it football. You know, basketball teams. Do you think these teams walk out on the court and just decide to run a bunch of plays that they've never practiced before? Tennis. Do you think a professional tennis player gets on the court not having spent tens of thousands of hours on a tennis court practicing every element of their game? How many backhands have they hit in their life just in practice? How many overheads? You know, how many serves have they practiced to get on the court for this one moment? And you go to a job interview where your career is on the line and you do nothing. It's ridiculous. So understand, 60% of getting a job is already accomplished before you walk in the door. Each of you believes that you have something that the other one wants. 20% is involved with convincing one another that it's true, and 20% is purely subjective. And most of you fail that part of it because you're not prepared. What do you prepare with? Well, number one is you rehearse answers to basic questions. You know they're going to ask you, tell me about yourself and what you've been doing. Why don't you have a canned speech that doesn't sound canned available to answer that question? Really? They're going to talk with you about your role, responsibilities, accomplishments. You know, how much you've helped an organization make in the way of income or save in the way of income. Why don't you prepare with an answer like that? They're going to ask you, where are you going to see yourself 5 years from now? You know, why don't you have an answer for that? You know all the basic questions, and if you don't, they're all over the web. You know, I think I even have this in one of my e-books, or actually in two or three of them, as a matter of fact. I go through some of the basic questions firms will ask on interviews. But, you know, get on the web and go looking and start practicing your answers. Don't just simply know the question that they're going to ask. Practice the answer. A basketball team, when they step out on the court, they are so fluid. They know exactly what they're going to do if this player is defended against in a particular way. Same thing with a running back in football. They know, and the linemen know exactly how to respond if, you know, a defensive player moves in a particular way that they didn't anticipate. The running back is going to compensate in a particular manner. Everything is known in advance and practiced just in case. That's what makes them a professional. You think of yourself as a professional in your career? It's time to act like a professional. So I started talking about some of the canned questions that you're going to be asked. Well, why don't you do some research into the firm, where they are in their field, read the news stories about them, where are they in their industry, what are they doing professionally? You're going to be meeting a number of people on the interviews. Why don't you look at their LinkedIn profile, see where they've come from, do a Google search about them, see if they've been published or written about. All sorts of stuff. Learn about the firm's competitors, how you might be able to help. You know, there are questions that, you know, some employers are going to ask you, like,
what makes you the best person for this job? And, you know, many of you are going to answer that question where you're going to be sounding like, you know, a gorilla touting how wonderful you are. You know, I'm the best individual. I can do this. I can do that. It sounds like you're beating yourself on the chest like a gorilla does. And the fact of the matter is, you know, you need to have answers rehearsed in advance so that you can answer stuff like this.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that I can be of help to you. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, help with interview preparation or with assistance on a salary negotiation, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, tell me what it's about, coaching, interview prep, salary negotiation, whatever it is, just put it in the subject line, and in the body, just tell me what's going on, and we'll schedule a time to speak. Next, if you're interested in resume and LinkedIn profile reviews, critiques and such, or a job search makeover where I review every aspect of what you've been doing in your search and try and help you make corrective action one time, you can find out about it at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Look for the tab on top that indicates the kind of service that you want. Click through, place the order, and we'll get to work right away. And there's always jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, through the site, for one price, you can also ask me questions as well. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back with more soon, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.